Immigrant rights groups in Connecticut will be demanding that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, be abolished at a protest in Hartford today. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Organizers are protesting outside the federal building on Main Street in Hartford because there's an ICE office there. They say their action coincides with the expected opening today of a new ICE detention facility in San Diego, California. They say the San Diego facility is part of a federal government effort to erect new camps to house an estimated 47,000 migrants under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. They say this week the federal government is also expected to ramp up the criminalization of migrants at the border by jailing immigrants while they await their immigration status, which is a civil, not a criminal offense. They allege it's an attempt to create profit for business by keeping immigrants in private prisons before deporting them. Organizers of the protest include the Connecticut Immigrant Rights Alliance, immigrant families directly affected by deportations, Dreamers, local clergy, and the ACLU of Connecticut, among others. Ebong Udama, WSH News.